Disclaimer.
Discussions on the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Registered representative. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investments Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Bettendorf Financial Group and Cambridge are not affiliated.
And now, joining us, he's a ninja with numbers. He's the Falstaff of finance. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Baron of Bettendorf Financial Group, Mr. Doug Weir. What's going on, Doug? All right, hold on a second, Doug. Go ahead, fire away.
Oh, I said, good morning, everybody. We're halfway through the year and off and running. It's been a good year so far. It's been a crazy year, a little bit up and down, but we're in the right direction.
It's weak.
Up about 7 to 9% for the year, so we're good.
Hey, Doug. Hey, we actually had way better audio with my cell phone, so will you call me on that, please, instead? And we'll use that instead because it worked pretty good with the sheriff. This handheld phone's not as – we don't have as good audio. We can't hear you very well. I keep trying to listen to him through the headphones. What'd you say? Yeah, just call my mobile. Yep. Okay, thanks, buddy. All right, he's going to call us right back here. Monday. Yeah, I'm trying to listen to him in my headphones because that's what I'm used to. And I'm like, oh, wait, I actually have to put the phone up to my ear because I'm a moron.
No, I would have done the same thing.
I mean, it happens. Here we go. All right, let's get him on the speaker. All right. We turned up. All right, Doug, can you hear me now?
Sidekick in the studio too, Mr. Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
Yeah, that's much better on the cell phone. Yeah.
Hey, Just so you know, I've been, what'd you say, a cashectomy? I had mine reversed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that off the air.
You don't want to talk about your reverse cashectomy on the air, Mike?
Well, it seems kind of cold. And cool.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's right up your alley. It's
like you
unfortunately, my ex passed away.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not going to celebrate that.
Right.
Yeah, not officially. No. Gotcha. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
So, anyway, enough about me.
So, you were saying things are up 7 to 9%, Doug, here so far. It's been a good year in the markets.
It really has been. I mean, it didn't feel that way earlier in the year. I had some of my friends concerned. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to wait. I've lost 5 years worth of my investments. You know, the end is near. I need to get out. What should I do? And people just need to settle down. I say that all the time, but they watch too much television and they get too emotional because the markets have been fine so far this year. We're anticipating probably a little lowering of interest rates, which will help the bond market too. So both the stock and bond market have looked very solid right now. And it's safe to go in the waters, as they say. So I'm not worried about the markets.
So you're saying people need to
simmer down now,
just a little bit. It's going to be okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly. Go about your life as normal. You know, participate, buy things, invest in things, and not get so shook up about the news. Because as I've said often, the news is unrelated to the markets. And get your affairs in order. That's the other word of the day. I've had to help settle a couple of states recently where nothing was done correctly. Oh my gosh, people.
Well, you'll have that, I guess. And I think, the news doesn't even stay related to rationality a lot of the times anymore. So you gotta, you know, read between the lines.
Exactly. Exactly. I just worry about the people that don't have an advisor, and earlier in the year, they were watching the news and they bailed out of the market. You know, they took their investments and got out of the market, and now they're sitting in cash and the market's at record highs and they're wondering when to get back in again. So it's a very frustrating thing for me to watch. Even the financial channels like to lather everybody up and get them worked up. But for the most part, people are doing quite well. They need to plug their ears most of the time.
Right. So the people who cashed out are probably feeling little butthurt right now for, you know, pulling out. And then you got all of a sudden you're not making money on your money and you have your money sitting there not making money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now their favorite television host got canceled, Colbert, and life isn't good, you know.
Well, he's on for another year. Who knows what will really happen with that? I saw some numbers came out from the U.S. Labor Department. U.S. manufacturing has shrunk for the fourth straight month. And for the second straight month, we had 7,000 factory workers laid off across the nation. I know one of the big pushes, you know, the whole reason that Trump says he's doing tariffs and all of this stuff is that they want to try to kickstart U.S. manufacturing. And I know a lot of companies have committed billions and billions of dollars to building factories, which right now, though, that means there's construction workers are busy, but manufacturing or factory workers, maybe not so much. Do you see this, you know, roundabouting, if you will, back to more manufacturing? Or I still feel like there's that argument that a lot of these jobs are disappearing to AI, depending on what they are, or robotics. Yeah, robotics. And a lot of it's going away, but we have a lot coming. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, it's going to be fits and starts. You summed it up well. There's going to be a lot of construction up front. In fact, yesterday I drove to Cedar Rapids, and there's a huge new plant outside of Cedar Rapids that are going to build refrigerators and stoves, high-end stoves, Wolf, Sub-Zero, things that you know. And it is a very state-of-the-art factory that's got a lot of robotics, and they've been able to eliminate a lot of the human function in it. So yeah, the jobs are going to come back, but a lot of those jobs will be monitoring and dealing with the automated factory lines. You're not going to have as many people putting rivets in a panel like you used to. A lot of it is going to be robotics for sure.
Right.
And it's going to take a while to rebuild some of that. But I look forward to having more manufacturing back. People say I'm Pollyanna about it, but no, I go through a lot of small towns and see where there used to be factories and there used to be manufacturing, and they're just ghost towns now. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
It's sad. There used to be, you know, a small town that had a thriving small manufacturing company that made some product that everybody used, but it got outsourced to China.
Yeah.
Let's bring that back.
Right. Galesburg comes to mind when you say that.
Yeah.
That's a town that lost a lot of really, I mean, it used to be really booming and nothing. I'm not trying to throw shade on Galesburg, but I just know they lost a lot of manufacturing, they lost a lot of jobs, and it really hurt the town, and that's a rough deal. So let me ask you this, Doug Weir. What jobs or what industries are safe from AI? You know, moving forward, what are good fields to go into where you don't have to worry about, oh, all of a sudden, or you know, what are there any industries where AI is actually going to grow the industry because AI is going to do its thing, but it can't do this particular industry?
Boy, that's a great question, and that is what school counselors should be focused in on, right? And that is where we need it, and that's everything that is the personal touch. There's even been discussion in my industry, could AI take over handling all your financial needs and stuff? But I think anything that has the personal touch, I know when I went and saw my physical therapist the other day to work on my shoulder, I know he's not going to be replaced by AI. And boy, that's a great question.
Yeah, and like public safety, and even what I did, you know,
public safety,
public works. There's things that AI can probably help with that down the road, but you still need the man,
right,
or the woman, the person to do the job.
Right. What industries do we still need people in? It's like I feel like construction's pretty safe. You know,
Patrick says drone maintenance.
That's a good field to go into for sure. I'm sure any kind of, you know, military production is still going to be okay. I'm sure a lot of it's BAI, but yeah, you still got to have people. But you know, construction seems like it's probably pretty safe. I have yet to see a robot, you know, wield a trowel or swing a hammer. Well, I guess probably the hammer thing. But what else is out there? I mean, obviously creative stuff. You know, stuff to entertain people or like this, what we're doing here, you know, content-based things, radio, TV, stuff like that. Well, actually, that's not true either. It's very in-depth in that. So I don't know. I was just curious. You know, I got 5 kids, Doug. We are going to figure out something for them to do.
No, I agree with you. And I mean, your wife's field in the field of medicine, I believe medicine is the one of the best fields to be in. I encouraged my son to consider it. My oldest did, my youngest didn't. Mm-hmm. But the field of medicine is always thriving. There's always growth in that for 40, 50 years. And as we age, we're going to need more of that. Now, some of that is being augmented by AI. And I think a lot of our jobs, including my own, is being augmented. I use AI right now when I have meetings, Zoom meetings. I do a lot of Zoom meetings and I can click a button, and there's a it produces an AI outline of our meeting. It's incredible. It produces a better outline than we can create ourselves. So augmenting what we do through AI is going to be the biggest part of it, I believe.
Okay.
And most jobs will get better, and you'll be able to do your job better with AI is my hope.
Well,
rather than being replaced.
Right. I see what you're saying. Well, so here I have a personal story from my household that can paint this picture pretty good. And some of this is based on what's been happening with government jobs. But so my son and my oldest daughter both just graduated from college. My son went for 4 years. He was 2 years University of Texas at Dallas and then 2 years at Texas A&M. Graduated with honors. I think his GPA is like 3.85 or something. Really good. Did really good. Pretty good. Got some scholarships and some grants, and hopefully he's not listening to where he hears me talking about his personal stuff. But, you know, he's got, I don't know, somewhere between 20 and 30,000 in student loan debt, which isn't bad, you know, what my wife has is exponentially more. So it's like, okay, that's not insurmountable. Right. But he graduated with a degree in environmental bioscience. And just for anyone who doesn't know, Texas A&M is like the premier school in the nation for anything along those lines. So he went to the best place. He did really good, and he cannot get a job in his field. A ton of the federal jobs got cut. A lot of those federal job folks have since gone on and taken a lot of the oil consulting jobs, which used to be like a lot of the starter jobs for kids coming out of school. You know, they're the ones that got to go out. They roll their pants up. They got to go out in the Gulf and, you know, test water and do, you know, and that's what he was all into that. He really wanted to do that and learn. Sure. And he had a lot of good leads initially. Well, so when he was still in school, he actually had a couple of interviews. He had one place that sounded like he had the job, like he already had a job. You know, soon all he had to do was graduate. He had a job. Then all these layoffs came and then all the jobs are just gone.
Right.
Because those folks went and filled a lot of the folks are probably making similar money. Having been in the federal government system for 20 or 30 years, the national park system, whatever it was, but then they were able to go grab the same money or more right out of the gate for these oil companies. So they took all those jobs up. And so he's kind of in limbo. He just got here. We got him helping Dave Harrison doing some stuff so he can get some experience, because he said that was one of his big, you know, bugaboos was he didn't have any experience. So he's trying to do that. He's going to help me around here a little bit, just do what he can. All right. Flip side, my daughter, she went to school at Blackhawk, the Blackhawk nursing program, which is phenomenal. My wife did the same thing and then went on to get her nurse practitioner later on. But Blackhawk's nursing program is phenomenal. She went 3 years, and we have a deal with all of our kids that if they go to junior college, we'll pay for it. So that's what she did, and that's what we did. And so she just graduated. I think she takes her NCLEX next week or two. She already has a job as a tech until she gets her NCLEX and her nursing license, and then she can be a licensed nurse. But she's already got a job where she's working as a tech as a registered nurse as soon as she graduates, or she already graduated as soon as she passes the test. So 3 years of school, no student loan debt, and a job paying her, because she's going to work thirds, so she gets differential. She's going to be making over $40 an hour as a 21-year-old kid with no loan debt. It's amazing.
Paid hourly job in the United States, professional. It is one of the, I've got it mounted somewhere in the office on the wall, I think on the bulletin board. Registered nurse is one of the greatest jobs for that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm sitting here. If I didn't have my phone in my hands, I'd be clapping my hands. Good for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everything that I want to hear is that is fantastic. Good for her. We need the nurses, so good for her.
Yeah, and I think she might end up following her mom's path eventually and go back and get her NP and stuff like that. But so she's the only kid, and now one of our twins is starting to listen to us. And actually the other twin, maybe even like a low percentage, she even starts to listen to us a little bit. Our oldest daughter is the only one that, because my son's just as hard-headed as me. He doesn't listen to anything I tell him, I mean, for the most part. But she's listened. She's taken our advice. You know, we said, hey, do this. Hey, do this. Hey, try this. And she does it. And it works. What do you know? Yeah, like, shocking. We've been through this. Oh, we know how this works. Trust me, if you do it this way, it's going to work better. Yeah. And she actually listened, applied what she was told, and let us make her mistakes for. You know, I had to make all the mistakes myself, the hard way. My son's the same way. Her, nah. We made all the hard mistakes for her. We gave her advice so she didn't have to, and now she's rolling. And I just couldn't be prouder of her, happier for her. Same. And I'm proud of my son, too, and couldn't be happier for him. I mean, I'm glad he's back up here for a little bit, and we'll see what happens. But it's, you know, that's a tale of two, you know, career paths right there and what that looks like in the U.S. right now.
Oh, my son's been out of work for several months, and as an IT person, because the IT world got shut down, Deere fired all their people, all of them in the IT department, and outsourced it. And many companies did the same. So he's been looking, had a heck of a time, and is taking his two job interviews today, actually, for other occupations, doing something other than IT.
Yeah.
He'll always have that IT thing with whoever hires him, but he's going to be doing something else, it looks like.
Well, and we've talked about this before, how when I was in school, that's all they told everybody, go into computers, because, I mean, that was the time when the internet was just getting into schools, you know, it was the 90s. So that didn't really work out great. I mean, maybe if you got back in the 90s, you're up high enough now, you don't have to worry about it. But actually, a lot of times, the people making the more money are the ones that get knocked off first because they cost them more.
Exactly. Or they're temp workers, they're gig workers. I've got that in my neighborhood. I've got a couple people that get hired as gig workers. So they can fire him at a whim.
Right. Right. Because their subcontractors are just like, oh, we don't need you anymore. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I refer to them as gig workers, temp workers, yes.
Yeah.
But they're working the gig, and as soon as the gig's over, they're off. You know, they're off to doing something else. But, no, it definitely changed that in that environment. You don't go to work for an employer and stay there from cradle to grave. It is definitely a dynamic job industry, and you've got to be willing to be fast on your feet. Like I saw my son yesterday, and I was telling him, you've got to be willing to be flexible. Tell your new employer, I'm going to be doing this. It's going to be doing this work with you, but I'm going to be at the same time, I can also do this and this and this. Make yourself more valuable. You're more likely to be hung on to that way.
Absolutely. And if you're willing to be flexible and diverse that way, you know, that makes you more valuable. Absolutely. So, yeah.
I remember that in the 80s. I, farm kid coming off the farm, I was working in a machine shop, and the fact that I could drive a big truck helped. You know, the fact that I'd been driving a grain truck since I was 12 helped.
Yeah.
You know, they could have me do other stuff. So make yourself more valuable. That's what I told them.
Absolutely. Well, my son got a CDL working for Texas A&M University because he became a bus driver. That was his job down there. And so he's got that going for him. He's got, and I've told him that, you know, grab as many skills as you can. And that is one piece of advice he's actually listened to. But you know, he's like me, he's just hard headed and he's got his ideas about how things are going to go. And that's what it is. But yeah, for kids today, you're coming out of college. It's, you know, it's tricky because you don't know which way industries are going. And then obviously with all the federal job cuts, that's really affected a lot more than just the federal workforce. It's affected a lot of other industries because all those federal workforce people are going and taking all those jobs.
I agree. No, I'm seeing it. So there's definitely a shifting sands and a lot of movement around. It's so different than it was a couple of years ago, but it's just a different time. We'll look back at this fondly and realize that this was just a change.
Yep.
And we'll be in a different place in a couple of years for sure.
Yep. Yep, that's,
I try to look at it more positively, as you know. I try to be more positive about it, not so negative. Everybody's, oh, change is bad. I'm like, nah, this is going to be good for us. This will be helpful. Mix it up a little bit and get people where they should be.
Right on. Well, we'll see what happens. As always, sir, we sure appreciate your time, insight, knowledge. And thanks for being a good sport about the phone situation we got going on here right now. You're rolling with the flow with us, and we appreciate that. So, get a hold of this guy right here, everybody. You want some help? They are phenomenal. The team at Bentendorf Financial, unbelievable. My wife went and seen them. We're getting set up with them. And I, you know, I would personally recommend it to anyone because we had fun, Doug Weir, when we met with you. We had a great time. We were in there for like an hour with you and Patrick and another member of your team. And it was fun. And my wife came out like thinking that I wasn't as big of an idiot as she normally thinks. So that was great. I appreciate you guys helping me out with that.
Yeah, no extra charge for that. But yeah, I try to make people feel better about their situation because so many people come in thinking, oh, I don't have things set up and I've got all this negativity. I'm like, you have stuff. Let's just organize a little bit. You know, let's just get it all pointed in the same direction. And yes, I'm talking about doom and gloom sometimes because we all die. And so sometimes I try to lighten the mood a little bit and have a little fun while we're doing it too. So
well,
it doesn't all have to be negative.
Absolutely. We sure had a good time. We appreciate it. And we appreciate your time today. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Monday. I'll have my phone channel fixed by then, I promise.
Okay. I won't have to climb the pole then.
That's right.
Green Acres. I love
oh,
it.
Oh, man. Doug, we are getting us. All right. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Be well.
See you, Doug. All right, there goes Doug Weir. Oh, we got to do the disclaimer. Hold on.
Discussions on the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Registered representative. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investments Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Bettendorf Financial Group and Cambridge are not affiliated.